From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County Board of Elections officials have not released results of the November 5th elections over 48 hours after polls closed. Columbia County Board of Elections and State Board of Elections officials did not call the newspaper back with any comments on their inability to let the public know the results of a small election 2 days after the voting. Election day voting results are on the county's website, but not the results of early voting and absentee voting. The newspaper says there are 800 early votes and 1,200 absentee votes to be counted. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Sire Tafton reports for Columbia Green Media, a measure to add a second fly car on the mountaintop passed Greene County Legislature's Health Services Committee in a 6-3 vote November 6. A fly car preps patients for transport before an ambulance arrives, and the mountain terrain means it takes longer for ambulances to reach patients and victims. Catskill officials complained recently that adding another fly car means they are paying double, as they already spend $1.8 million on an advanced life support ambulance service. Voting for the added fly car were legislators Patricia Handel, a Republican of Durham, Gregory Davis, Republican of Greenville, Ed Bloomer, Republican of Athens, and Patrick Linger, Republican of New Baltimore, Harry Lennon, the Democrat of Cairo, and Jack Keller, Republican of Catskill. Legislators Matthew Lavera, Republican of Catskill, voted against the resolution, while Thomas Hobart, the Republican of Coxsackie, and William Lawrence, Republican of Cairo, were absent. The proposal next heads to the Finance Committee and then to full Greene County legislature before it will be added to the budget proposal. Greene County Legislature's budget presentation November 4th at Catskill High School showed just under $53 million in debt for the county. Most of that, $39 million, goes towards the new jail that several local officials said was too large and could instead be shared with another county. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Genesee Crow II reports in the Times Union that Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin wants a 12% pay increase for Jim Gordon, the Director of Central Services. Gordon is one of McLaughlin's chief Republican political operatives, and his proposed salary increase has drawn bipartisan concern from members of the county legislature. The average Rensselaer County worker will get a 1.75% raise under the same proposal. Legislature Chairman Michael Stammel, a Republican from Rensselaer, said, and I quote, "We have no commitment to any of the raises yet," end quote. McLaughlin's staff backed the big pay hike, saying Gordon is taking on an additional responsibility overseeing the county's IT department. Another close aide of McLaughlin, County Director of Operations Richard Christ, would get a 3.5% salary increase under the same proposal. The Rensselaer County Legislature holds a public hearing without a live web stream on the tentative budget from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Thursday, November 14th. At the county office building. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a federal judge ordered President Donald Trump on November 7th to pay $2 million in damages because his charity was being improperly used to promote his candidacy in the 2016 election. New York Attorney General Letitia James said, and I quote, "The court's decision, together with the settlements we negotiated, are a major victory in our efforts to protect charitable assets and hold accountable those who would abuse charities for personal gain. My office will continue to fight for accountability because no one is above the law, not a businessman, not a candidate for office, and not even the President of the United States," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.